Whether you are intolerant to lactose, vegan, or just looking to switch up your milk routine, milk alternatives can offer good nutrition profiles and different flavors to keep things interesting. Hello and welcome to the NutriMantra podcast. We are talking about the nutritional profile and pros and cons of a couple of dairy alternatives available. The grocery store shelves can get a little overwhelming with all the different choices. So, how do you choose the correct milk replacement for you? Let us start with soy milk. Soy milk has been the most popular non-dairy substitute for decades because its nutrition profile closely resembles that of cow's milk. It is the best high-protein dairy alternative available in the market. A cup that is 240 ml of unsweetened soy milk contains 80 to 90 calories, 4 to 4.5 grams of fat, 7 to 9 grams of protein, and 4 grams of carbohydrates. The protein content is similar to milk, with almost half the amount of calories, fat, and carbohydrates. It has a mild and creamy flavor and works best as a substitute for cow's milk in savory dishes, in beverages, or on top of cereal. It is also one of the few plant-based sources of high-quality complete protein, which provides all the essential amino acids. On the other hand, soy has become one of the world's most controversial food, and people are often concerned about its effects on the body, primarily because of the large amounts of isoflavones in soy. Isoflavones can affect estrogen receptors in the body and affect the function of hormones. While this topic is widely debated, there is no conclusive evidence to suggest that moderate amounts of soy milk will cause harm in an otherwise healthy adult. Coming over to almond milk. Almond milk is a great dairy alternative when you are looking to cut calories. The bad news about almond milk is that it contains very little protein, that is just 1 gram per cup. 1 cup of unsweetened almond milk contains 30 to 35 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, and 1 to 2 grams of carbohydrates. Almond milk is creamier and thicker than other alternatives. It has a light texture and a slightly sweet and nutty flavor. Compared to cow's milk, it contains less than a quarter of the calories and less than half the fat. It is also significantly lower in protein and carbohydrates. It is one of the lowest calorie non-dairy milk available and is a great option for those wanting or needing to lower their calorie consumption. It can be added to coffee, tea, mixed in smoothies, and used as a substitute for cow's milk in desserts and baked goods. What's more, almond milk is a natural source of vitamin E, which helps protect the body from disease-causing free radicals. But on the other hand, almond milk is a much less concentrated source of the beneficial nutrients found in whole almonds, including protein, fiber, and healthy fats, because almond milk constitutes mostly of water. Many brands contain only 2% almonds. To make the most of the nutrients and health benefits of almonds, choose brands of almond milk that contain a higher content of almonds, that is around 7 to 15%. Almonds also contain phytic acid, a substance that binds to iron, zinc, and calcium to reduce their absorption in the body. So, a higher consumption of almond milk can decrease the absorption of these nutrients in your body. coconut milk. Coconut milk is a good choice when you want something creamy and sweet. It is high in fat and calories but low in protein, which makes it a good substitute for cream, as it can be whipped up similarly to decorate baked goods or desserts. Though this milk offers 30% of your daily value of vitamin D and 50% of your daily value of vitamin B12, it contains little calcium and just 1 gram of protein, 45 calories and 4 gram of fat per cup. If you are looking to reduce your saturated fat intake, keep in mind that coconut milk is the only milk alternative that contains as much saturated fat as whole cow's milk. Coconut milk has the lowest protein and carbohydrate content of all the commercially available non-dairy milk. It may not be the best option for those with increased protein requirements, but it would suit those looking to reduce their carbohydrate intake. Also, it is recommended that people with FODMAP intolerance or those who are completing the elimination phase of the FODMAP diet limit coconut milk to 1/2 cup, that is 120 ml portion at a time. We will talk about FODMAP in detail in our upcoming episodes. Coming over to oat milk. In its simplest form, oat milk is made from mixture of oats and water. Nevertheless, manufacturers often add extra ingredients such as gums, oils, and salt to produce a desirable taste and texture. Oat milk is naturally sweet and mild in flavor. It can be used in cooking in the same way as cow's milk and tastes great with cereal or in smoothies. 1 cup contains 140 to 170 calories, 4.5 to 5 grams of fat, 2.5 to 5 grams of protein and 19 to 29 grams of carbohydrates. Oat milk contains a similar number of calories to cow's milk, up to double the number of carbohydrates and about 1/2 the amount of protein and fat. Interestingly, oat milk is high in total fiber and beta-glucan, a type of soluble fiber that forms a thick gel as it passes through the gut. The beta-glucan gel binds to cholesterol, reducing its absorption in the body. Oat milk is naturally sweet and mild in flavor. It can be used in cooking in the same way as cow's milk and tastes great with cereal or in smoothies. 1 cup contains 140 to 170 calories, 4.5 to 5 grams of fat, 2.5 to 5 grams of protein and 19 to 29 grams of carbohydrates. Oat milk contains a similar number of calories to cow's milk, up to double the number of carbohydrates and about 1/2 the amount of protein and fat. Interestingly, oat milk is high in total fiber and beta-glucan, a type of soluble fiber that forms a thick gel as it passes through the gut. The beta-glucan gel binds to cholesterol, reducing its absorption in the body. This helps lower cholesterol levels, particularly LDL cholesterol, the type associated with an increased risk of heart disease. Research has shown that beta-glucan may help increase feelings of fullness and lower blood sugar levels after a meal. Oat milk has a smooth oatmeal flavor and is often supplemented with calcium and vitamins to be a viable vegan milk replacement. So which one is the best? Sorry to say, but there actually isn't a clear winner. The answer totally depends on your individual dietary needs, restrictions, concerns, budget, etc., etc. Although they both provide essential nutrients, cow's milk or plant-based milk are not actually essential in our diet. You can choose to drink either or neither. A varied diet rich in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, whole grains, lean protein, will provide the nutrition you need. Hope you have liked this episode of the NutriMantra podcast. Do tune in for more. Take care. Bye-bye.